And before I go, I'm going to explain a little bit about that to you. I've done everything I can to break longevity over my career. I should have gotten terminated 20 times. I'm always doing something that is a terminatable offense. I swear to you, because I believe in breaking rules, not laws. And I hit it as far as I can, and then I go find it, and I hit it again, until they finally say, Tom, you're kind of like out of the lane here, and would you mind getting back, like even on the right golf course at least? And that's okay with me. I like that about myself, just like Sylvester Stallone. But in the entire time that I've been in longevity, for 17 years, Steve and Michelle Wallach, and I've done some egregious things. One as recently as 4 months ago. But what I've done, they've never threatened my check. They've never paid me late. They never played a money game or sabotaged me behind my back. These people are more loyal than you are. They are building this company for your grandkids. This is a legacy company. And you've got to stop thinking about this thing just paying your bills. It's going to pay your bills. You've got to start thinking about what you're going to do when you're 63 years old and you probably have a few years left maybe of really wanting to work 100 hours a week and do what we do. And then you're going to start thinking about how to pass this business on to your children. Because that's the kind of problems. What are your kids going to do with $100,000 a month? What are your kids going to do with your organization? Do I give my kids this business to have them be arrogant jerks that don't lose the that don't learn the business and just spend the money? That's not going to happen on my watch. So at this point in my life, I'm working on a succession plan in my own family because I am dead positive that this company is going to be rolling on worldwide long after I'm here. And that's what you guys have. So I want you to think past paying your bills. I want you to think past all the things that you think you're going to have when you have money. And I want you to think past all of that. Because what you've got here, and I was in that international meeting last night, and it's unbelievable. What you've got here is something that is going to absolutely have you have an estate planning problem down the road. You guys are going to be able to buy. We can already buy everything. We're sick of buying things. We don't want the Ferrari. You know, it's that simple. We're going to give it to the Be the Change Commission or something. I'm telling you, that is not, we are, I swear, at the point that you've got everything, you want nothing. Does that make sense to you? Isn't that crazy? Now we want to help my Mary Ann Niehaus is in here. I have not seen, do you guys know, stand up, Mary Ann Niehaus. In fact, come up here. This is the greatest woman next to Denise on the planet. It's a double job. Come on up, Denise. It's a double job. This is my right-hand woman, and this is my wife. And here's the deal. They like to say that...
I'm off duty, so I took my shoes off.
Yeah, geez, I have the day job. She has the night job.
Yeah, both of them don't want the other person's job because Marianne has the day job and Denise has the night job. And neither one of them like it very well.
See, she has to deal with the underwear.
How are you? How's it going, Marianne?
It's going good.
How's the coffee shop interview? I mean, is that what we do every day?
You know, we do this every day, and it's funny. I just did a three-way call with one of my team, and it went fabulous. And what makes this so powerful is like what Tom says, you know, we're not trying to sell somebody something that they're not looking for. If you're trying to sell somebody a refrigerator and they don't need a refrigerator, they're going to be looking at you cockeyed going, what are you talking to me about that? But when you find out what people are looking for, time, health, money, and that's what I asked this gentleman. I go, what pops your eyes open? And he said, you know, money. I go, well, you got this great job. He goes, yeah, but it's not enough. And a lot of times you don't, we talk about that. We don't know what people are going to say. It's kind of surprising sometimes what they'll tell you pops their eyes open. And so if somebody says to me, what tools should I send to somebody? I go, you should know. Because if you've done the coffee shop interview, you know what they're looking for. So use the tool that's going to represent.
That a baby. Thank you very much. You are a rock star, Marianne.
Thank you.
63 years old, been doing this business for 25 years, and I heard a line today that I cannot believe. I love this business because I can raise my children and raise my income. Jenny Smith killed it with that line. Give her a round of applause. Last, before I go, this is no game show. The money is great. I'm happy you're making money. I'm happy you want all that stuff. But we've got a planet here that's unbelievably sick. An unbelievably sick planet. They are physically, they are financially, and they're spiritually sick. And there is not another company on this planet that has the solution to that other than Youngevity and Dr. Joel Wallach. And when Joel Wallach came to us 17 years ago, and I'm distributor number 116, I'll never forget what he said. It may not look like much, what we've got right now, but I am forming an army, and I need some five-star generals to step up right now. And as you step up to be those five-star generals, I need you to know that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be really hard. And some days you're going to want to quit. But I need you to know I will be with you every step of the way. And he's never blinked on that commitment.